This is listener-supported WRFI Community Radio. I'm Jimmy Jordan. The living wage in Tompkins County has stagnated. It dropped 4 cents from 1537 to 1532. The reason being, new federal subsidies for health insurance. Alternatives Federal Credit Union calculates the living wage for Tompkins County every 2 years. The results of that study are used by the Tompkins County Workers Center. They're an advocacy group that pushes for higher wages and workers' rights in the county. They use the living wage study results as a minimum standard to certify living wage employers. The living wage is supposed to be what a person working 40 hours a week needs in order to make ends meet in Tompkins County and save some money if they're, quote, living frugally.
This is like the minimum that people need to live on.
That's Kevin Metlicki, CFO at Alternatives.
It's not a living well wage.
Metlicki oversaw the 2021 living wage study. The study is not predictive. 1532 represents what someone needs to earn to get by right now in Tompkins County. Here's Metlicki.
It's a snapshot in time. It's a very turbulent economic time in this country, and one that the government is subsidizing a lot of costs.
Like healthcare. So the living wage study found that the cost of healthcare actually went up by about 19% between 2018 and 2020 in Tompkins County. But the American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA, made more people eligible for health insurance assistance. The Kaiser Family Foundation found that 57% of uninsured people in the U.S. were eligible for financial assistance on their healthcare before ARPA passed. Now that's ticked up to 63%. Many people who were already eligible for assistance are now eligible for more money. Pete Myers is the coordinator at the Tompkins County Workers Center. He thinks the subsidies are great for workers, but they only matter if people use them. Those subsidies also stop in 2022, a year before the next living wage study happens in Tompkins County. What it will cost to subsist may change. But here's Myers from the Workers Center.
It's like, we're not saying like you should only agitate for the living wage number, you know. 1532 is not enough.
It's not, as they say, a living well wage. This is WRFI News.